1066DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithm.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The GOP field for president just got a little more crowded today. Former Vice President Mike Pence announced this morning he's jumping in.
My family and I have been blessed beyond measure with opportunities to serve this nation, and it'd be easy to stay on the sidelines. But that's not how I was raised. That's why today, before God and my family, I'm announcing I'm running for president of the United States.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is also expected to join the race later today. This morning, major cities across the Northeast and New England are dealing with heavy smoke from wildfires that are still burning in Canada and severely affecting the air quality. Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams is tracking conditions for us and says folks down south will see this soon, too.
We can actually trace where the smoke is originating from, and for New York today, it's coming all the way from northern Canada. Tomorrow, we'll still have bad air quality in the southeast, with smoke traveling from central Canada down into Charleston, South Carolina.
Doctors say that's why it's important to stay indoors or wear a mask outside to avoid breathing in all that smoke. Pope Francis is back in the hospital. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco has an update for us from Rome.
Less than 2 years after Pope Francis had 13 inches of his colon removed, he is back at Rome's Gemelli Hospital to undergo another surgery on his intestine. The 86-year-old Pope will be put under general anesthesia and stay in the hospital for a few days.
Pope Francis was in the hospital for 3 days back in March, getting treated for bronchitis. Flooding from a major dam collapse has created an environmental disaster in Ukraine. CBS's Deborah Patta is there.
President Zelensky accusing Russia of a brutal war crime to anger and loathing in Kherson. We were under occupation for 9 months in Irina. Now we have been flooded by these wretched occupiers.
Russia's still denying any involvement. We're learning more now about a deadly shooting outside a high school graduation in Richmond, Virginia. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Police have arrested a 19-year-old suspect who they say will be charged with 2 counts of second-degree murder. The shooting happened as dozens filed out of a nearby graduation ceremony at the Altria Theater and into this park where the shooter opened fire.
It is about ducking time. Apple says it's finally fixing autocorrect and will not replace a certain cuss word with the word duck anymore. Those changes are happening when iOS 17 becomes available on iPhones later this fall. Users will also be able to send some messages on FaceTime. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Yesterday in Milwaukee, there were a total of 5 reported shootings, including one incident that involved a school bus and another resulting in the death of a 21-year-old man. The 2 kids on the bus were not harmed. The violence continued overnight, with 2 more shootings taking place early this morning. A driver suffering a medical emergency ended up going the wrong way on Green Bay Road in Kenosha County yesterday. The Sheriff's Department says the wrong-way driver did so from near Washington Road all the way to KR. No injuries or crashes were reported. There's another impending traffic tie-up. Jimmy Casca has more.
Racine's Monument Square is getting a traffic redirect this week. Tomorrow, Public Works will be switching the flow of cars from northbound to southbound while maintaining the one-way configuration. During the work, Monument Square won't be accessible.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The skin is the largest organ of your body. Make sure you're taking a balanced approach to wellness. Use the newest Ayurvedic skincare line by ED4 to nourish your skin. Using only pure, organic, and wildcrafted ingredients, planting the seeds of wellness to reset and balance your skin, body, and mind. ED4's organic skincare will nourish your skin. Please visit us at ED4.com. That's ED4.com, E-D-I-E-F-O-R-D.com.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM. WAUK.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to the phone lines. Calvin, who do we have on the line?
We have Julie from Franklin.
Hey, good morning to you, Julie. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl.
Good morning.
Good morning, Calvin. How you doing?
All right, all right. Good to hear from you.
So I totally think this, you know, the stand your ground law and all that, and the guns and the killings across the country, you know, awful. We do have to do something about it. But I have a question for you today about the story that you were talking about and why it's a race issue.
Go ahead. Hello?
Oh, did I lose you?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I'm here. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I don't know if you heard me. I was asking why is it a race issue with the lady that shot the other lady in Florida?
Well, because it is a white woman who clearly was in her home and armed and said she felt threatened by a woman knocking on her door after she had thrown a skate and hit this woman's child. And it basically, if you read a little bit more into this, this was an ongoing spat between the two of these women. And let me go here. Because there were, there was allegations that the woman who pulled the trigger had used racial names at this family. And so that's why let me see if I can find the exact verbiage of it. She was angry all the time that children were playing out there, Smith said. She would say nasty things to them, just nasty, racial-filled things. Smith, who is white, described a neighbor as family-friendly. This is a white woman who stated that the woman who pulled the trigger had used, nasty words and racial words towards this mother and her children. That's why.
Okay. So I think this white lady is a whack job and should absolutely be arrested. I don't know the situation. I wasn't, there. But I think when you say there's, a race war coming, I just...
Let me clarify. I said that during my lifespan, I've heard, as well as many who've lived as long as I have, that there was going to be a race riot. I didn't say there was going to be a race riot. I said that that had always been conversations as I was growing up. Because there'll never be a race riot. Because it would be an impossible task, since black people only make up 12% of the population. Nothing could be so absurd to think that somebody who only makes up 12% of a population would be involved in a race riot. The sheer numbers mean that that'll never happen. But that doesn't mean that we don't have some issues in this country that we've had from the inception of it and that continue to this day. That's just a fact.
Well, okay, I agree we've got issues, but do you think there's a bigger issue in our metropolitan cities like Chicago and Milwaukee and the shootings that go on there every day?
So let me explain to you the truth of all of that. We live in a society that has not been fair, not been just. There's no question about that from the inception of it, and that people of color have been marginalized in this nation. The history tells that story. And so even to this day, when you look at what takes place in metropolitan cities across this nation, where far too many people of color live, lack of job opportunities, the fact that there are guns that get into our neighborhoods and into our communities that we don't bring in, and drugs that we don't bring in, and somehow they wind up in our community. I'm old enough to remember a time when those things didn't exist in the black community. I still live in the same community I lived in for now 68 years. And when job opportunities existed, when the lack of access to guns existed, that wasn't happening. But now it's happening all over. So something has transpired. And yes, the continued killing of one another is unacceptable. But I'd also say to you, black people kill black people. White people kill white people. Because that's how we live. We live in communities where we are segregated. So when I hear people point the finger at black people killing one another in our neighborhoods and communities, it's the other way around, too. White people kill white people.
Yeah, that absolutely happens. That's kind of my point I'm trying to make. I don't think it's a race issue. Would you have had the story on this morning? Would you have read the story if it was a black woman in Florida that shot the white woman and had used racial,
So let me say this to you. I do this every day of the week. Well, Monday through Friday. I've been at this for many years. And I can tell you, the other way around is so rare. And you look it up, it's so rare that, no, you know, if I saw that story, yes, I would say it. But that's not what's happening, man. Factually, that's not what's happening. What's happening is clear. I don't know how many times this year, maybe you're unaware of it, that young black boys have been shot and killed by law enforcement, white law enforcement officers, and others by calling the police to address issues, and somehow the officer or somebody has shot and killed them. Maybe you're not aware of it. I am. I haven't spent a whole lot of time talking about it, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
You go and look up the number, like the on the police situation, there's just as many white people getting shot by police.
So, ma'am.
The police issue is a police issue. There's some problems there. They need to be trained differently. There needs to be some overhaul.
Ma'am, let me say this. To you with all due respect. The fact that there are police officers, white police officers, who are killing young black males is real. I know plenty black police officers. And yeah, there are some instances where black police officers have killed black males and white males. But it is inordinate that it is the other way around. Those are just the facts. You may not believe it, but they're the facts. And as long as we're not willing to look at it and address it, we're going to continue to have the problems that we have. We can't act like this doesn't exist. We can't act like racism doesn't exist in a society, man. It does. And the question becomes, why? And the second thing is, why should people accept it? As a black man who's lived 68 years in the society, I know racism exists. I've dealt with it my entire life. And it's not acceptable to say, well, it's getting better. The question is, it should never exist. And why should it be accepted? That's the truth about it.
But it's also not getting better the other way.
Ma'am?
I'll give you an example. Can I give you an example?
Go ahead.
So I have two nieces that in Stockbridge, Florida, which is just Stockbridge, Georgia, a little south of Atlanta. Went to Stockbridge High School and are the minority. The whites at the high school are the minority. My nieces on a daily basis were called Snowflake, and I can't say all the other names.
Ma'am, I like you. I will say to you that when you want to talk about reverse racism and you want to ignore the factual historical facts of what took place in this country and what still takes place in this country. And you want to ignore that. And you want to say, well, it's the other side and this happens on both sides. No, it doesn't to that degree. It just doesn't. Again, the sheer numbers state that. And as long as people aren't willing to face the reality of that, people on the other side of this who live in this country, who are people of color, will never accept the country and say, this is my country. Because it's not fair, equitable, and just. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 75. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows level off around 46. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 74. Upper 70s Friday and Saturday with a chance for scattered storms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. Listen, I want to talk about this, and I wanted to talk about this on yesterday. A young man was put to death, executed in Missouri. His name is Michael Tissus. Despite widespread pleas to spare his life, this is a young man who had a horrible, horrible upbringing, a horrible family life, has some mental problems and issues in his life. And he wound up in jail, mentally ill. I don't know what we gain in a society by putting to death mentally ill people. I don't. I think at some point in time, we should say, you're mentally ill, you are not capable, or you are not capable of the decisions that you made. We look at what happened in your background, and we say, well, because we do this. There are places where people with mental illness who have committed murder go, and they're not executed. But this young man, I am sorry, and not just because I'm at the end, but because I'm truly sorry, Tissus said in a final written statement, I really did try to become a better man. I really tried to give as much as I could to as many as I could. This young man, early 20s, was sentenced to death as he was locked up for theft. And he ran into a guy who was spending a lot of time, 40 years or so, in prison. This young man, a minor crime, put him in jail, mentally ill. And he connected to a guy who was facing 40 years to life in prison. He talked the young man, a 19-year-old at the time, into helping him escape. Talked the young man into getting a gun and bringing it to the jail. Because the young man is mentally ill, or was mentally ill. The young man took the gun and somehow pulled the trigger on two security guards, killed them, and tragic, no question, tragic. But they knew this young man was mentally ill. And this guy who set him up wasn't even serious about escaping. What a horrible story. And yet the young man who was mentally ill didn't know and followed this through to its end and wound up killing two security guards and many. The American Bar Association, the European Union, the Vatican, the Missouri governor himself, and others wanted clemency for this young man because they knew he was completely mentally ill. They wanted clemency, but no. There were others, bloodthirsty, who wanted to see this young man pay for his. I'm not saying it wasn't a horrific thing that he wound up killing those two guards and to their families. But man, knowing the depth of his mental illness to put him to death, what's gained by that? So he was executed on yesterday. Think about it. The Pope, the Vatican, saw this situation and said this young man should not be executed. The European Union. That's very rare that you get people from that far away to get engaged or involved with a situation. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? We're going to continue this on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Former Vice President Mike Pence announced he's running for president.
We can bring this country back. We can defend our nation and secure our border. We can revive our economy and put our nation back on a path to a balanced budget. Defend our liberties and give America a new beginning for life.
Experts are urging millions of people to stay inside today to avoid wildfire smoke from Canada. WCBS-TV reporter Alicia Reed is in New York.
Doctors say the general public should be fine, but remain alert and keep windows closed. Now, the Department of Education is suggesting schools limit prolonged outdoor activities.
The air quality is expected to worsen with smoke moving further south. And the Vatican says Pope Francis is getting surgery on his intestine 3 months after he was hospitalized for bronchitis. CBS's Sabrina Casafranco.
The 86-year-old Pope will be put under general anesthesia and stay in the hospital for a few days.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. On Monday, Morgan Geiser made an appearance in a Waukesha County courtroom, aiming to secure an early release from her 40-year commitment at a state mental health facility, stemming from the Slender Man stabbing case. The parties involved have requested the involvement of the doctors who previously examined Geiser last year. A suspect has been named in a Racine homicide from last Friday. Investigators say 61-year-old Tracy Scott is being sought as a suspect in the death of Shante Hudson, who was shot on West 6th Street. Racine police are requesting any additional information from the public. The city of Milwaukee recently marked the debut of its inaugural bus rapid transit line, the Connect One.
And this project, it really hits to the core of Milwaukee County's vision.
County Executive David Crawley says the new system introduces a dedicated bus-only lane on Wisconsin Avenue. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
If you're searching for a unique and environmentally conscious shopping experience in Milwaukee, your search ends at Clover. A haven for plant and art lovers in the area, Clover's plants are handpicked from Wisconsin-based wholesalers. In fact, Clover was recently recognized as one of the top 10 best plant shops in the Midwest by Midwest Living Magazine. And the gallery features the talent of 23 local women artists. Clover, women owned and operated and making a positive impact in the community. 2252 South Kinnickinnick Avenue in Milwaukee or online at clovermke.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You text us at that same number. And I'm talking about what I think is just a heinous execution of a young man named Tissus, who was executed yesterday, even after there were people urging clemency as far away as the Vatican for this young man. A little background. Tissus endured severe abuse, neglect, and poverty throughout his childhood. In June 2000, when he was 19, Tissus served a 30-day probation violation. Okay, 30-day probation violation, sentenced for theft in the Randolph County Jail. Mentally ill. They knew it. For theft. He shared a cell with an acquaintance named Roy Vance. Vance, 27 at the time, facing a 50-year sentence, convinced Tissus to help him escape after Tissus's release. Vance recognized Tissus could be easily manipulated and took advantage of that. He said in a recent video interview from prison, the plan was for Tissus to get a gun, return to the jail, order the guards into a cell, and give the gun to Vance to take over. After he was released, Vance instructed his girlfriend to care for Tissus and not to let him out of his sight. She said in her own video interview, she believed Vance was worried that Tissus would back out. So the young man, mentally ill, locked up for theft. Theft. You know, what did he steal? You know, it's folk stealing billions of dollars and go to jail, you know, for, you know, 2 years. This young guy stole something, mentally ill, and you stick him in jail for 30 days. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? Your thoughts?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Well, like I said, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. And I think we're going to see a little bit of that if the student loan thing happens, where there will be a rush of students that are not going to pay their past interest loans. I'm not trying to go off subject here, but yes, there is a party, I believe, personally, that is the pro-death party, and it's people that actually believe in capital punishment. And there's places for the mentally ill, which should be in a mental hospital of some sort. It's just my belief. But I did want to also touch on one other thing, Earl, and that is on Julie, who I really, really appreciate calling in. But Julie, I want to tell you, you probably grew up where everybody was white in your area. I've asked you to listen to Jane Elliott so you can kind of see the difference between our own white privilege. And I want to tell you this. I live out in Hollywood. My ex was a Puerto Rican and from the South Bronx in New York City. And every acting job that he went for was either for someone that was going to be a drug dealer, was going to be a rapist, was going to be something that was very, very negative in our society. And that's everywhere across our society. And there are good people and there are bad people in this world, whether they're black, white, gay, straight, trans, whatever the heck it is. There are people of all kinds. And the thing is, the bottom line is gun safety is more important and people not having the guns in the first place. But I wanted her to realize that she's living probably in a pretty white area and she's probably being educated by the vast amount of television shows and different things like this. Earl's just giving a different perspective in some ways of people that maybe you're not introduced to on a regular daily basis.
Hey, Tom, man.
What I would recommend is...
Yeah, listen, man. We, you, Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to
Eric from Wauwatosa.
Hey, Eric, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. Your thoughts.
Hello, Earl. Hey, good morning. There's a couple topics you have here. Initially, honestly, it was the call from Julie that got me kind of fired up. But as far as the death penalty goes, I mean, I believe that violence begets violence. And the death penalty, I've been opposed to it since the first time when I was young and learned that, you know, they've murdered innocent people.
Right.
And there are other countries that did the same. And the moment they found that out, they banned the death penalty. And the fact that we've done that and don't do that, it just goes to the brutality of this country. The disparities in the death penalty are striking, you know, appalling, really. And I've always been opposed to it. So any of that, and beyond that, even the folks like a Timothy McVeigh, I've always felt that if we put people in prison, people like that and other similar things that we think we need to get rid of and just ignore and pretend they don't exist, why not try and learn from them? That's always been my thought as far as like folks, put them in prison for life and see if maybe after 30 years they start talking and we can learn about people better and evolve a little bit. But instead, we just want to pretend it didn't happen and get rid of it. When it comes to Julie, I the one phrase that came to mind is white innocence is a hell of a drug. and the isolating of that woman as a nut job in Florida and not applying the systemic nature of a white woman coming to a door and not seeing a fellow human being, but seeing an N-word, you know, and the fact that Julie asked you about what's the race about this, hadn't read about it and looked into it herself and basically put it upon you to come up with, well, she also had thrown out racial epithets and things like that, is just a willful ignorance. To me, it's just, I ask, like, what did Julie listen to prior and why is she here? You know, it's almost like someone recruited her to replace CJ because he wasn't getting on anymore.
So, man, let me say this. Julie, yeah, Julie and man, thank you very much for the call. You know, I appreciate it. You know, Julie is a caller that I welcome because, you know, Julie speaks for a population of people who like her. Probably is, you know, is insulated from people of color. And so, you know, they don't know. And so it, you know, it's no excuse. But, you know, one of the things that I think I have a tall order to do here at Civic Media is to, you know, have a dialogue with an audience that is predominantly white. You know, I am, without question, a black man who is in a city and in a state and in a country that is completely different than I am. And so I, you know, when I have dialogue and conversations with people and anybody who listens to this show know that the majority of the listeners and the majority of the callers are not black. But I think that I have the right kind of, you know, upbringing from the perspective of the fact that my middle school and my high school were in the higher 90 percentile of whites. And so I've had an opportunity to live around and be around people other than myself. And so, and I live in a community that is integrated. So, you know, I don't live solely from the black perspective. But I do know that we're all people, and the color of one's skin is not the first thing that comes to my mind. Never has, never will, because it's so foolish to look at somebody's skin and judge them by that. It's the height of ignorance to say that I don't, you know, want to be around somebody based on their skin color is a height of ignorance. I can't learn something from somebody based on their skin color. It's a height of ignorance. And so, you know, ignorance only means not knowing. Doesn't mean that you don't have some intellect. It means you're unaware. And so there's so many people who live in places. It's not by accident that the state of Wisconsin is one of the two most segregated states in the United States of America. Nobody can argue that point. It's the truth. And so we have a lot of work to do. And I enjoy having the dialogue and conversation with this audience. And it's never going to be based on race. Not with me. It's going to be based on what's right and what's wrong. Now, it's wrong. This young man was killed because there are people who believe that an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and a life for a life. And so even though they knew this young man was mentally ill, and they begged, the people in the know knew this, and they begged for to save and spare his life because he did not know, was not capable of understanding what it was he did. And if you look at the talent that the young man had, his paintings were a gift from something other than you and I. He was given a beautiful gift of art. So instead of sparing his life and letting him live out his life, they executed him. And they knew the mental illness that he had. These are the things in this country where I live that I disagree with and I think are wrong. Just absolutely wrong. Because the people kept pushing for his death. And now that he's gone, I wonder if they feel better. Well, we won. There are actually people in this society who look at life in that manner. Winners and losers at life. This was wrong. I don't care how you cut it. If you think it wasn't wrong, 844-967-2789 is the number to execute a mentally ill person is absolutely wrong. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be back.
We build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. Visit LakelandCareInc.com to learn more.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little officialer? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsin Blee Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsin Blee's got you covered then too with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsin Blee beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsin Blee. Drink Wisconsin Blee Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 75. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows around 46. High temperatures reach up to 74. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Upper 70s Friday and Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 1215, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Arlene Girl Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967 2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go back to the phone lines. And CJ, good morning, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. I guess I'm from the pro death party. How do you hold a conversation when someone talks to you and I guess identifies someone as that, but I believe in consequences. And the mere fact, I think these capital punishments should be on a case-by-case basis, but there should be consequences. Yes, I do believe in
He was in prison.
Punishment.
That's the consequence.
If it's irrefutable.
He was in prison. That's the consequence.
Well, he obviously... I don't know the particulars of this case.
Well, I do. Okay, so I do, and I gave them to you and everybody else. Those were the particulars of the case. Young man mentally ill and came up in some horrific circumstances his entire life, was sent to prison or to jail for 30 days, ran across for stealing, ran across a man who was facing 50 years in prison. That man convinced this mentally ill young man to help him escape, and the young man wound up shooting and killing someone.
To do that, wasn't he, Earl? He was smart enough to do that, to take someone else's life. He should suffer the consequences. So
what was gained, even though the Vatican and all over the world, people saw this as something that was really the wrong thing to do. That they thought that this could have better been solved by allowing this young man to live out his life because of the mental illnesses that he dealt with. You somehow get some satisfaction by having this young man executed. Says a lot about you, CJ.
Well, Earl, I've never heard the Vatican for capital punishment. Have you name a case where they said, yes, that person should be put to death? Name the case. So I'm not surprised the Vatican said that. But the mere fact that consequences, again, you're highlighting your point that you want highlighted. So I don't know the particulars of that.
I just gave you the particulars of it, man. You know, that's the particulars of it. Knowing what I just gave you, I read it verbatim. That's the particulars of it. You either have to make a decision, yes or no, if you think it is the right thing that they executed him. You already said that you think it's the right thing. I get that.
If he took another human's life, yes. He was smart enough to be able to do what he did. You can claim mental illness for a lot of people.
I didn't claim any mental illness, man. I'm not a psychoanalyst, and neither are you. But all throughout the story, they talked of his mental illness. Now, you may think it exists or it doesn't exist. To me, it does. I know. I have a son who's mentally ill. So I know it exists.
I know it exists, too. But you're using it as support of this, your argument. I'm using it that he took someone else's life, period. So
Let me say this to you, man. Do you know that there are many other people, I don't know exactly where, but there's a guy who killed a bunch of people. He walked in with a gun. I forgot exactly where he killed 15, 16 people. And he wound up locked up recently. And he mass murderer in the last 4 or 5 years. He's locked up dealing with mental illness. He took 10, 12 lives. So what are you talking about, man? If that's the measure, what'd you say?
It depends on which state you live in also, right, Earl? So
that should not matter what state you live in. Other calls?
And then we have Bill from Oconomowoc.
All right, thank you very much. Bill, good morning to you, Bill. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
I say that you are an outstanding radio. You've got an outstanding radio show. And you should challenge Dan O'Donnell to have people that object to what his point of view is the way you do. You show America what we're about. The Dan O'Donnell, who knows me very well, but probably more than he wants to, refuses to have me ever on his show, but maybe once in 6 to 8 months. And then he will control the button real fast. You let guys like CJ speak, and they need to, because we'll know how to vote. And CJ, whether he knows it or not, is not a good spokesman for the Republican Party. He just isn't. But you allow him all that airtime, and God bless you for it. I wish sometimes I could talk to CJ, and I'm not going to holler at him. I'm not going to call him names or anything like that. We're just going to deal in one word, facts. That's all we're going to deal with. And our source of facts will agree on who has the facts. And then we'll go into the discussion. But God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And keep allowing people like CJ to speak.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much. As always, man, thank everybody who made the show go. You know, the show is not a show. It's who I am. I come here every day without any notes. I don't ever have notes. And because I speak from my heart. And if that's not good enough, then so be it. Calvin, thank you as always. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Enjoy the day. See you later.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.